podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Last week on the show, if you were listening, we did two different features all to do with cancer. We spoke to people who have survived cancer and how they've come through it. And we spoke to a guy by the name of Jeff who had testicular cancer and was given the all clear several years ago. And he was on the air and he was being quite frank about having testicular cancer and the whole notion around it and the fact that a lot of men are afraid to talk about it. And towards the end of the conversation with Jeff, somebody texted in and said, and it was from a man, and his text message said, "How do you check for testicular cancer?" And much to my shame, as a man who should be checking, I didn't have the right answer for him. And I'm going to put my hands up as well and admit I never, ever check myself. So I did promise you last week that we would talk to a man who could tell us what we should and we shouldn't do. And this is so vitally important. It's not just for men, because it's for women as well. Women who are listening right now, when you're listening to this, you need to sit down with the man in your life later on and relay exactly what you hear on the show this morning. It's so vitally important, because the difference between men and women, and this is a sweeping statement I'm going to make here, but I firmly believe this, the difference between men and women is that women tend to look after their bodies a lot better than men do. Women notice things wrong. They notice if they have a little lump on their breast. Men don't. I would imagine the vast majority of men listening right now probably don't even check their testicles to see if anything is abnormal. Joining us on the line from the Cancer Prevention Manager from the Irish Cancer Society is Kevin O'Hagan. You're very welcome along to 98FM, Kevin.
Thank you very much indeed, Jeremy. Great.
Now, Kevin, as I said in my intro there, as a man myself, I feel this is a very important issue, because In the media especially, you hear about women's health a lot, and women are great at talking about their health, and, you know, women, you know, they're great at checking their breasts, you know, going for smear tests. Men, on the other hand, we're not the same. We don't look after our bodies. We don't check our bodies in the same way. And I have to be honest, Kevin, I was embarrassed when that man texted in and said, "How do you check for testicular cancer?" Because I wasn't quite sure, to be honest with you.
No, well, fair play to you, Jeremy, for giving this a bit of airtime, because it is true. We probably don't talk an awful lot about testicular cancer, and there is a lot of embarrassment about that, and men tend to kind of ignore some of the symptoms. But in relation to testicular cancer, I suppose the good news is that it's very treatable, and early stage diagnosis is fully cured in about 95% of the cases. And it's not very common, thankfully. There's about 176 cases per year. But the important message, and you're very right, it's really important that men are familiar with testicular cancer, what are the signs and symptoms, and what to be watching out for. And it's really very simple. It's really just being familiar with what their testicles feel like and what they should be looking for. The difficulty is, Jeremy, is that very often testicular cancer, there's no pain at all. It just can be a simple swelling in the testicles.
Well, that was my first question for it. What are the symptoms? How would you know that you might possibly have it?
Yeah, well, it can be a painless lump, or there could be a bit of pain there as well. A swelling in a testicle, in one of the testicles perhaps. A pain, a discomfort, or kind of a heaviness in your testicle or scrotum area. A pain or a kind of a dull ache in the groin, sometimes even in the tummy area. Now, more or less common symptoms could be actually a kind of an ache in your back, a stomach ache. So it's that, or a painless lump, and you know, and sometimes even in your neck. Sometimes there can be symptoms elsewhere as well.
Really, it would actually be connected to your neck, a pain in your neck. Okay.
Yeah, a dull ache in your back. They're suggesting even sometimes a breast tenderness. These are very less common symptoms, and sometimes a little pain at the side of your neck. But the more common symptoms are a pain or painless lump or swelling in your testicle.
So how often should a man check himself?
Well, I think it's a good habit. I mean, after a shower, after a bath, every couple of weeks or something, you know, you just be familiar with what your scrotum feels like. If there's any new changes in a swelling or a lump that you hadn't noticed before,
And so, what size would this lump be, or what size should it be, and where on the scrotum should it be? Could it be anywhere on it?
It could be anywhere on the scrotum. Now, you know, there is a little tube at the top of the testicle anyway that's always there. And sometimes when people discover that for the first time, they get anxious. But it's about holding your scrotum in your both hands. Use your fingers and thumbs in both hands to examine your testicles carefully. Just, it's a gentle feel each testicle, one at a time, for any size, any change in the size, or perhaps even the weight of them. But there could be a swelling, and very often people go to the doctor for an enlarged testicle that kind of swells, perhaps through from sport or something. They've had an injury, they might go along. So it's just kind of gently squeezing each testicle one at a time. It's common that one of the testicles could be actually slightly larger or hang lower than the other. That's common enough. But the testicle itself should be kind of smooth with no lumps or swellings. It's normal to feel it kind of that soft tube, as I say, at the top of the testicle, which is normal enough. But if you're kind of aware of your testicle size and that, you'll notice that swelling.
It won't be a subtle swelling. It'll be fairly noticeable, is what you're saying.
It should be fairly noticeable.
And this shouldn't be something you do every day. There's no need to check every day, is
there? No, I think there's no need for people to get too anxious about it. Again, it's something you might do after a bath or after a shower or something when you're kind of more relaxed and the body's, you know, the testicles a bit more relaxed than that, you know.
Kevin, there's one final question for you, and this is possibly the most important question. Is that the whole thing surrounding male cancer? One of the guys who works on the team, Jamie, he's extremely squeamish. He just won't open up about this. And in fact, this is the God honest truth. When he knew we were talking about this, he walked out of the room because he didn't want to hear about this. I would imagine he represents a lot of men that they don't want to hear about it. They want to shut themselves off. They don't even listen to the talk about it. How do we spread awareness of testicular cancer? How do we convince men to check themselves?
Well, I find some of the really good, when men come out themselves and tell their own story of how they've had maybe their own battle with cancer, has been very effective. We can't ignore it. I suppose for young men, it's quite unusual. And of course, but with testicular cancer, the average age is about 33. So it's something we shouldn't ignore. For the prostates and other cancers, perhaps it is a bit older. But it is that perhaps embarrassment. And men often feel that they're indestructible and they don't need to be aware of these things. But we're seeing more and more, you know, younger men getting cancer, and we can't really ignore it.
So, sorry, the average age for testicular cancer is 33, is it?
33. It's much younger males tend to get testicular cancer. Prostate is a bit older. It's probably into the late 60s.
Because this perception out there that young people, you know, the young people always feel, I can't get cancer, I won't get cancer. But that's quite shocking to hear that it starts that young.
Yeah, certainly testicular skin cancer. These are cancers that are much more common in younger men. But it is something that we can't ignore. But there's lots of stories of people out there who've gone through cancer and survived, and they're the messages we want to try and encourage people to engage with and hear more of, because it's not the big scary thing that used to be in the past, and there's a lot of good treatments. And when it comes to testicular cancer, as I said, 95% of those cases are treated and successful.
But obviously detection and early detection with any cancer is key here. Kevin O'Hagan from the Irish Cancer Society, thanks very much for joining us on 98FM. And I really, really appreciate the advice you gave, because if even, you know, 100 men listening to this right now begin, it's all to do with a routine. It's all to do with a routine.
And give our cancer nurse line. We've nurses here online, on telephone here, 1-800-200-700, and you can have a chat about any of these issues if you're a bit embarrassed or anxious about any of these issues, you know.
Well, that's 1-800-200-700.
Correct, yeah, that's it.
Thanks very much for joining us on the line, Kevin.
You're most welcome.
Cheers, thanks, bye-bye. As I said, I thought that was a very important conversation to have, and obviously if you're a man listening to that, you heard it from Kevin himself. You need to check yourself regularly. It's not a big deal, you know. Just, you know, when you're in the shower or whatever, check your testicles, make sure everything is as it should be. But as well, I think some of this has to come down to women to nag their man to do it as well, to remind them, because we're useless when it comes to this type of thing. So it's up to you as well to nag your man and to tell him, listen, John, did you check? When was the last time you checked? Will you please check? Please check your testicles, because as I said, with any cancer, early detection is key here. It's 98 FM's Dublin Talks.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.